exactly right. Not only are we going to have a strong impact locally and in Springfield, but we have an opportunity here in Illinois to have a strong impact in Washington, D.C. as well. Change the course of direction the government's going. If, by chance, you run into any undecided voters or you bump into someone at the grocery store that doesn't know how they're going to vote tomorrow, I've got three questions for you to ask them. Has Pat Quinn governed the state of Illinois with fiscal responsibility?
No!
Has Pat Quinn cleaned up the culture of corruption in Springfield, Illinois?
No!
Has Pat Quinn governed the state of Illinois on behalf of you?
No!
It's clear, folks, if we're going to have a clean break, if we're going to bring reform back to Springfield, Illinois, we need to vote for Bill Brady, Steve Kim, and the rest of the Republican ticket tomorrow. More importantly, though, if we're going to have a strong Illinois, we need a strong Washington, D.C. And the best step, the quickest step to having a strong Washington, D.C. is the person I'm about to introduce. The next senator taking his seat on November 3rd, the next senator from the state of Illinois, Mark Kirk.
Thank you. By the way, Ronnie, thank you, Javi. Yeah. Round of applause for Jason, who serves his country in two ways, also as a United States Naval officer. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. 51 years ago, I was born in Champaign at Burnham Hospital. And the other day, I went by the place where we lived when I was born, in Shadowwood at 25 Magnolia Drive. It was the first time I had been back to that place in 50 years. I'm so proud to be here today in America's heartland because we have the opportunity not just to clean up Illinois with our next governor, Bill Brady, but you bet. Round of applause for Bill. Yeah. But to change the economic direction of the United States, for us, you know it's going to be legal to vote twice for Senate in Illinois. We are going to elect a senator for 6 years starting in January, and also we're going to elect a senator for 60 days starting right away. With my election, we go to the Senate immediately and provide that key 42nd fiscally conservative vote, even in the lame duck session of Congress. Yay! You bet. Now, most of you have heard that Congress is coming back right after the election.
That's right.
And may consider upwards of 60 bills is what the Speaker's staff has been leaking out about, including one, a $1 trillion spending bill. Number two, a bill to take away your right to a secret ballot in a union election. And number three, we can even start debate on a new national sales tax called a value-added tax. Send me to the Senate. Send me to the Senate early, and there will be no $1 trillion spending bill. You will keep your right to a secret ballot and no value-added tax. Thank you. By the way, I want to thank Jason. I also want to thank Habib, who introduced me to nearly everyone at the SIU U of I game. Also, let me ask you two questions. Are you worried about this country in a way you never have been before?
Yes.
Your vote counts more than the vote of all 49 other states because you send a senator right away to the United States Senate. But let me ask you another question. Have you been on the phone with an out-of-state friend or relative who laughed at you because you were from Illinois?
Yes.
And the one man who can help us change the reputation of our state and especially bring back a pro-employment culture more than anyone else is the man who's going to clean up Springfield, the next governor of the state of Illinois, Bill Brady.
Thank you all so very much. Nancy and I are so privileged to be here with you and so excited about you being here with us. Not only are we going to send Mark Kirk to stop the lame duck session, but we're going to send him in January to retire Harry Reid. That is if the good people in Nevada don't do it first, and I think they may. Ladies and gentlemen, it is great to be with you as we reach this last day of campaigning, moving on to victory next week. We have a great opportunity in front of us, and it's an exciting time for us to be with all of you. You know, I think about the two two campaign commercials that my opponent is running. One is, I'm Pat Quinn, you know who I am. Well, we sure do know who Pat Quinn is. We sure know who he is. He's a guy who started in government 40 years ago in the Walker administration and left under allegations of ghost payrolling. He went on to the city of Chicago's office under Harold Washington, who decided he should be fired quickly and promptly. And then most recently, he's been Governor Blagojevich's partner for 6 years. Even having the gall to tell us 4 years ago that Governor Blagojevich was an honest, decent, and a man of integrity who ought to be reelected. Well, we have to question his judgment, don't we, if not some other things. But the last 2 years, most importantly, have been a failure for Illinois under his reign. Illinois needs a governor who will put the people first, not a governor who will have secret deals, secret early release programs, secret pay raises, secret tax increases, and record unemployment. His second ad is Bill Brady. Who is this guy? Well, let me tell you, Bill Brady is a father. He's a husband. He's someone who helped his family create a small business. He served in the legislature for the people's interest and not the insider's interest. He's the candidate for governor, the only candidate for governor, who will not raise taxes on the backs of hardworking Illinois. He's the candidate for governor who will balance our budget and bring fiscal integrity back to Illinois politics. A Brady Plummer administration is going to open the books, conduct a fiscal and business audit to give the people of Illinois the knowledge that they have. There won't be any secret deals in a Brady Plummer administration. We're going to bring honesty and integrity and transparency back to government in Springfield. And the good news is the polls keep telling us that the people of Illinois get it. We're winning in the polls, and it's not just because of our case, it's because of the strength, as my colleague Dale said, it's the strength of the Republican ticket. From Mark Kirk to the top of the ticket, I tell you what, we're not only going to retire Harry Reid, but I believe we're going to send as many as four more Republicans to United States Congress to retire Nancy Pelosi. Yeah! And if we do our job and get the voters to the polls tomorrow, we're not only going to retire Nancy Pelosi, but we're going to send Chapin Rose and Shane Coultra back to the Illinois House to retire Mike Madigan. And lastly, Dale Ryder, he doesn't want to go back to a majority-controlled House by the Democrats. We're going to send him back to the Illinois Senate, to a majority party in the Illinois Senate. Let me get to our election. You know, the office of governor has been tarnished. 2 years ago, Dale and I were in the Illinois Senate, and we had the unfortunate job of impeaching a governor, only to see that governor go on public TV, a show called The Apprentice, where a guy by the name of Donald Trump uttered two famous words, "You're fired." Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow, the people of Illinois are going to utter to Pat Quinn, "You're fired." And in addition to celebrating with us in Bloomington tomorrow night at the Doubletree, we know you're going to join us as we go to Springfield in January. And we usher in a new generation of leaders. And we inaugurate statewide leaders as we return state government to its rightful place, the state capital, Springfield, Illinois. Thank you, and God bless you all. Any questions from the media?
Senator, I'm interested in your reaction to the public policy polling information today, showing you up five. Is that good momentum? Is that independence you're breaking your way? What do you credit that to?
Well, as we've seen, the polling data has really stabilized for us. And as much as we like the public policy polling, we like Fox's polling that had us up six. But the fact of the matter is, polls don't win elections. Votes do, and that's why we're here today. We had great success in early voting for the Republican Party, but we need to build on that and make sure that tomorrow By 7 o'clock tomorrow, every one of our voters gets out to vote. That's why we are here today in Champaign, an important county to us. And the whole area is important to us. We need to get the vote out for all of our candidates, regardless of the polling data.
Everyone seems to agree that the Chicago suburbs are going to be critical to getting people out to voting for you. Is that...
You know, when you look at Illinois, in a scheme of a politics, there's really four different areas that are important, almost four states: Chicago, suburban Cook, Collar counties, and downstate, the rest of Illinois. They're all important to us. There's not one area that's not important. There's not one area that we don't think we're going to set records in receiving support as a percentage. We're going to do better than we ever have done in Chicago. We're going to do better than we've ever done in suburban Cook. We're going to do better than we've done in the Collar counties, and we're going to do better downstate. They all fit the matrix to victory, so every area is important to us. That's why we're here today. We're going up tonight to Wheaton as we conclude this rally with a rally up there. So it's important to us, but all of Illinois is important. And let me just say, it's not just in terms of elections. All of Illinois is important to the economic interest of the state. For far too long, we've had a Chicago-centric governance that needs to understand there's more to Illinois than just Chicago.
So you're confident going into tomorrow?
Absolutely. But as I said, we're still asking people. We want to make sure we've earned their vote. We want to make sure they get out to vote. We think we've earned their vote, but we've got to get them out to vote, and we've got to make sure they vote.
Congressman, will you take a couple?
Sure.
Yeah.
On Senator Brady's campaign Facebook page last week, they were talking about some events that you two were doing together, and I noticed the comments were a lot of people not saying nice things about you, the conservative supporters, Rhino being one of them. Do you have the support of the conservative base that you need to win tomorrow?
Overwhelmingly. You know, I am very happy to see the polls showing both Bill Brady and I leading, but polls don't vote. That's why we need our supporters who want to make a change, both in Springfield and in Washington, to turn out tomorrow. We can send one of the most powerful messages in the country from right here in the heartland to clean up the government in Springfield, but also to turn economic policy around in the Senate. And with the early election of a senator, change comes right away from the heartland.
There's a lot of national attention, especially because this is so close. How do you think tomorrow is going to play out?
Well, the polls show that we're pulling away, but I want to especially tell our supporters of Bill Brady and I that polls don't vote. You got to turn out and vote tomorrow. And then we are going to have a day even happier than the day when Scott Brown was elected to the Senate from Massachusetts.
Why aren't you running any positive ads right now?
We are running positive ads. We have two positive ads right now. One talking about my record on Lake Michigan and preventing the BP pollution plan of 2007. The other one, en español, con la comunidad latina. Tenemos que tener más trabajo en esa economía y también combatir las pandillas.
Thank you all.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great day, everyone.